From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. As family and friends gather for the holiday season, most incarcerated people in the Gulf states haven't seen their loved ones in person since the pandemic hit last year. More than 24,000 people are incarcerated in Alabama, and it was one of the last states to allow prison visitation again. The Gulf States Newsroom's Brittany Brown reports on how these months apart have affected incarcerated people and their loved ones.
Virginia McDaniel's favorite picture is one of her and her husband. She's wearing a black shirt. He's in all white. He has his arm around her, and she's leaning into him. They're both beaming.
When I look at this photo, the first thing I see is his eyes and his smile. I see happiness right there.
Virginia keeps this photo of her and her husband, Kenneth McDaniel, clipped to a lamp on her nightstand.
I look at this when I wake up and when I go to bed.
The photo was taken during a prison visit, but it looks like it could be anywhere. The only clue is the small stitching of his Department of Corrections number on his lapel. Kenneth is incarcerated at the Easterling Correctional Facility in Southeast Alabama. Virginia lives in Dothan, just 1 hour south. Before the pandemic, she said she'd make the trip to visit him every Sunday for 5 years.
You get to feel that happiness for 3 hours that we got to visit.
But last year, when prisons across the country became hotspots for COVID-19, most state prison systems in the U.S. stopped in-person visitation. And like many other Alabama residents, Virginia was not allowed to visit her husband for 20 months straight. They only communicated by phone and video.
When you die, you're gone. You don't get to see him. So tell me that's what it feels like. Like, he's dead, but he ain't dead.
Kenneth has been in prison since 2008. He's serving a 100-year sentence for a 2006 car accident that killed three of his passengers. He and Virginia met not too long after the accident and married in 2018 in the prison.
But he writes, "Being away from my wife has been hard already." But the last
Virginia is reading from a letter Kenneth recently sent her about the toll this has taken on him.
"I've been doing this for 14 years, and I will say that the last couple of years without our physical visit has disheartened my way of looking at life."
Studies show that prison visitation can have a positive effect on behavior and decrease chances of recidivism. When Alabama finally reinstated visitation in December, it was one of the last states in the country to do so. Louisiana prisons allowed it in October, Mississippi prisons in November. Alabama still has several tight restrictions in place. During visits, only 2 people can be there at a time for just 1 hour. A plexiglass barrier separates the prisoner from their visitors, and they aren't allowed to touch.
And what Alabama is doing does not actually make sense.
That's Laura Saremi, whose best friend is in prison in Alabama. Laura also produces a podcast about wrongful convictions in the South. She's hoping Alabama will reconsider the visitation policy.
Look at what Commissioner Kane is doing in Mississippi. It's common sense, and it makes sense to minimize the risk of COVID.
Mississippi Department of Corrections Commissioner Burl Kane says he wanted their visitation policy to align with what's happening on the outside. In prisons there and in Louisiana, masking is required, but touching is allowed and visitors can stay longer. And Kane says the state health department supports the policy.
They feel like it's safe as long as we use the mask, social distance, do the temperatures. People haven't seen their children in a long time, haven't seen their relatives, so why not?
The Alabama Department of Corrections says they plan to reconsider their policy when state officials deem it safe.
I miss his touch.
Virginia McDaniel finally got to see her husband for the first time in 2 years on December 12th. After making the hour-long drive to the prison, she says the hardest part was sitting across from him and not being able to hug him. But she'll still be making the trip as often as she can.
I married him because I love him. And I'm gonna be here till the end.
For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Brittany Brown.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among Mississippi Public Broadcasting, WBHM, WWNO in New Orleans, and NPR.